Hello, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how Wiccans can stay strong in a society that's going down the toilet. And I think a lot of us see what's going on in the news and around the world, and we kind of throw our hands up going, I don't know what to do. Well, here are things that you might consider in helping yourself feel strong and at peace. The first one I'm going to say is keep up your shields and wards. And a lot of times people, they find themselves too busy or they just don't find the time to do this. And I think it's very important, especially this time of year. A shield is basically taking the energy from around you and creating a barrier so that negative energy and other things can't get into you. A ward is another thing that you can do, you can bless stones and put them around your windows and doors. Just things to keep out things that you don't want. And when I talk about things that you want to keep out, I'm talking about negative entities, energies, and the lot. Number two is try lighting a candle for peace. It seems really simple, but it can be very profound. Lighting a candle and wishing peace upon all the world. There's an old phrase that goes something like this: don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. Be the light that shines in the darkness. Number three, the most important thing, especially at this time, is to vote. I know everybody talks about it, but are people really doing it? Supposedly, we've got better numbers this year, but every vote counts. This is the election that will make the biggest difference because you're electing your representatives, and the representatives are the ones that make choices for you. Another thing you can do is show up. Go and do a march for peace or volunteer at a particular group or society that you strongly believe in. And number four, thank the goddess for the blessings that are still here. We so often focus on things that we've lost and things that are in jeopardy. But do we really focus on what's still here and now that we have a blessing? The point is to start on a foundation of strength, not a foundation of lack. In summary, keep up your shields and wards, light a candle for peace, or do a march for peace, or donate time to a worthy cause, vote, and lastly, thank the goddess for the blessings that you still have. Really focus on the positive at this point in time when there's so much negative going on. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.